Yeah, Marvin Dixon in our Miami studios at Hot 105. Marvin Dixon is performing this weekend, Festival of Laughs, with some more and a whole bunch of good comics at the James L. Knight Center. What's up, Marvin?
What's up, morning show? Tom, Jonah, Sybil, Jay, how y'all doing?
Good morning.
All right, man. All right. What's the temperature in Miami, man?
It ain't your business, Tom. It's not your business down here. Don't worry about how the temperature is down here. It's cool in the studio. Don't worry about that. I got a jacket on. I have a jacket on to make you all feel comfortable.
He's saving us.
That's right.
Thank you, Marvin.
Thanks, Marvin. That's so nice of you.
I appreciate y'all having me on. We're gonna have a good time this morning.
All right. Let's start with Jameis Winston.
Your boy.
Yes.
Your boy from your team. What's your team?
Florida State Seminoles.
You love the Florida State Seminoles.
Yeah, I love them to death. I'd rather for my old lady to cheat on me.
Oh my God.
I'd rather for her to cheat than Florida State lose. You know, when they lost to Oregon, man, I cut everything off. All social communications, everything.
It was that bad, huh?
My mama called me. I asked her, what the hell do you want? I was hurt.
And Jameis Winston.
Yes.
Okay, so he's going to come out and he's going to get the money.
Yes.
He's going to come out of school and get the money.
And he's not wrong.
Okay. Now, here's the question. Jameis Winston was acting a fool at Florida State with no money. Now that he's going to the NFL with money, how big a fool will he act now?
He's from Alabama. He got two country parents that are still together. Trust me, Tom, he's not going to be no problem from Winston because they'll have more than one family car now.
See, they had what's that got to do with anything?
They had one car, so his mom and daddy couldn't drive down, and that car wasn't cranking right. So now they're going to have two nice vehicles, and they can go there. Mama can quit her job and move there with her baby and make sure he all right. Trust me, you're not going to hear any more incidents. And James, he listening right now. I love you, player. Don't listen to Tom, because Tom from Alabama. Y'all Alabama boys supposed to stick together, Tom.
But not when
together.
You standing on the top of the yard, the top of the table, yelling all these insults and stuff. Not when you go to Publix and steal some crab legs.
Let me tell you that crab leg incident, Tom. Y'all don't know the whole story of.
What's the story?
He was a smart man. See, NCAA rules, Tom. You cannot receive any gifts or nothing. You know that.
But you can take.
No, but listen. He been getting hooked up. You walked out too comfortable. You don't go in there with flip-flops on, Tom. Flip-flops? He walked out of there too comfortable. He got the hookup, but he had enough sense to know. When they interviewed him, I made a mistake and didn't pay, didn't realize it. Because if he'd have said, my homeboy hooked me up, bam, he'd have got suspended. Smart man. Smart man, Winston.
Now, what about the rape allegations?
As they say, allegations.
Allegations.
You had one person say something, unlike Bill Cosby, you know, he in his 20s now. See, once you get in the 20s, then it's kind of ah.
Well, you got one.
I can argue with one person now. One person.
20, you got to go ah.
20, just like Eddie Long. When one came out, you could argue, but by five or six, ah.
What's the ah line there, Mark?
That's I mean, all you can say, Sybil. That's
all you. Hey, I don't know how the hell I'm going to get out of this.
And your favorite coach of all time is?
College, Jimbo Fisher.
Jimbo Fisher.
That's
why?
That's the Seminoles coach.
Because you see a white man sticking by some colored boys.
What do you mean
boys.
White man sticking by him?
He stuck by him. He didn't get rid of Winston. He didn't suspend him or nothing. Only reason he had to because of the pressure. But other than that, he stick by him. Remember Georgia coach? Winston and the guy was in the same stuff about the autographs?
Mm-hmm.
What Georgia coach did? Suspended him. Didn't even hear his side of the story. But Winston, he, Jimbo, get on there publicly and say, I am not suspending him. I need to hear his story. And you know Winston, like Jay say, what had
he
happened
saw the story.
Was.
We saw the story.
He said what had happened was. Once a black man says that, Tom, he has a chance to get out of that situation. Once you say what had happened was.
What happened was.
That opens the gate.
That opened the gate. You free and clear. That is a black get out of jail free card.
You can use Bill that. Cosby could try what had happened was by now, Marvin?
You use it three times in your life.
So use it.
And he's in his 20s.
He's in his 20s now, man.
So that is that just one that he's used so far, Marvin? He still got two more?
He used it twice.
Okay. All right.
What had happened was the rape allegation, and what had happened was the crab leg.
Okay. All right.
He only got one more.
Break it down. Break it down, Marvin Dixon. Break
one more,
it down.
Man.
And that's
gonna
why
be
we
funny
love
this
him.
Weekend. So the it's at the James L. Dykes.
James
it's
L.
tonight
Center.
Or tomorrow night?
Right, tonight and tomorrow night. I perform tomorrow night.
All right, all right. It's 2 days.